This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. We invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Up next on the playlist is Bill King from the album Havana Odyssey. We are going to listen to the title track, Havana Odyssey. Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Gary Gaffney and Jeff Williams. We invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find playlists, exclusive interviews, and featured albums. Up next on the queue is Knee Body from their album, Live at Le Croissant. We're going to listen to Spectra. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Julian and Roman Wasserfuhr. The album is called Mosaic, and we're going to check into the track Forward. Then Roberto Acapinti. His new album's called The Next Step, and we'll check into the track Opus Pocus. Let's check it out. again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double Ds. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie ABC.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In coastal southwest Louisiana, seas are rising, land is sinking, and hurricanes are intensifying. So to help reduce the risk of flooding for homes in the region, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has offered to elevate up to about 1,000 eligible homes at no cost to homeowners. But since the program launched 3 years ago, just a fraction of homeowners have opted in. Ali Olsonowski of the Environmental Defense Fund helped run focus groups to learn how residents feel about the project.
Residents were cautiously optimistic that this was an opportunity that they would be able to take advantage of, make themselves safer.
But they have questions and concerns. For example, many want to know who will do the work or want confirmation that insurance rates won't go up. As she says, some people who felt abandoned by the government after past disasters are hesitant to put their faith in state or federal agencies. Her group is sharing this feedback with the Army Corps so the agency can take steps to address people's concerns.
There needs to be a concerted effort to build a presence, a relationship, and really trust in these communities before they will be comfortable opting in.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.